This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Podcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
It is wild out there. It is dicey out there. Some see the end of America. It is, it's a bad situation on the streets of the United States of America. It's going to be another tough night tonight. I find a hard time believing it's going to get any better tonight. And we've got to pray for a Las Vegas police officer. Thank God he's still alive. He's in grave condition, shot in the back of the head. And I've argued, what did I say on this show for day after day after day? Why does our governor not call up the National Guard? And why did he call up the National Guard in Reno on Saturday, where the governor's mansion is? I'm sure that's the answer, to protect him and his family. But why would you not call it on the Vegas Strip and in downtown Las Vegas to prevent what just actually happened last night? If that officer could very well be in great shape today and alive with his family and doing well, and instead he's on life support because we have a governor who would not call out the National Guard. We don't have a curfew on the streets of Las Vegas. We don't have any kind of a coordinated plan of any kind. And I've got a great guest with me right now because not only is he a city councilman and running for higher office, Las Vegas City Councilman Stavros Anthony, but he's also a retired Las Vegas Metro police captain who spent nearly 30 years on the force. Stavros Anthony, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Thanks for having me, Wayne. I appreciate it. This is quite a tragic day for all of us.
Yeah, I get very emotional about cops. You know, my uncle and my godfather were both police officers, and probably the most important man in my life, besides my dad, was my next-door neighbor, who was a Bronx police officer in what they called the Bronx Zoo, the most dangerous neighborhood in America in those days, the 1970s. And he took me in like I was his son and taught me to play football, taught me to play baseball, spent hours with me. And so my life's been spent around cops. And when I heard this morning what had happened to that police officer who was on life support, and then I heard mistakenly, erroneously, someone called me and said, Wayne, he's gone. They took him off life support. That's not true. I found out hours later that wasn't true, but it upset me all morning long. I couldn't even think. I felt so bad. But he is still alive, but gravely injured, on life support and fighting for his life. Have you heard any updates, Stavros Anthony, about our brave police officer?
It's my understanding he's still alive. It's my understanding that a specialist is brought in to help him out. I don't know. I believe he's still in critical condition, but I don't know what the final outcome is going to be. And all we can do is pray that that he survives this, and we will hopefully be recognizing him and honoring him as someone who lived through this tragedy.
Yeah, he's been identified by the Las Vegas Review-Journal as Officer Shea Michelonis, in as critical condition as you can be, grave condition, and on life support at a Las Vegas hospital. Terrible, terrible thing. We all pray for him, and everybody should, because prayer only helps. There's actually recorded examples of prayer saving people's lives and people pulling through that weren't supposed to pull through when enough people pray for them. This is not a Vegas show. It's a national show. Even though I'm based in Vegas, I want every one of you to pray for Vegas police officer Shea Michelonis, who is in grave condition on life support right now here in Vegas, being shot in the head last night, sacrificing his well-being for all of us, great people. Tell me, Stavros Anthony, about your call for a curfew. Don't you think if our governor had called in National Guard and if we had called a curfew for a few days over the weekend and yesterday, we'd be back to business again on Thursday. Everything would quiet down. The riots would be over. And instead, we're supposed to open up our casinos Thursday, and the entire town's a mess. The country's a mess. I don't think people are going to fly in on Thursday for the reopening of our casinos, knowing that there's massive unrest on the Vegas Strip and a police officer is lying fighting for his life.
Well, Wayne, you're absolutely right. And let me start with this Mr. George Floyd. He was a week ago, he was killed by a police officer, and we are all outraged by this incident. I have talked to plenty of my retired Metro officers, and every one of them agrees that he should be criminally charged, and he was criminally charged, and this should never have happened. And, you know, if we want to peaceably assemble to talk about, you know, law enforcement reform and what happened to Mr. Floyd, and have meetings about that, that's great. That's what we should be doing. And that may have started that way, but that's not the way it is today. This is complete anarchy. It's violence. It's, I believe it's organized insurrection. People are rioting in the streets, and this is nothing about George Floyd anymore. This is about people trying to take over our community. And when that officer, when I woke up this morning and found out that officer was shot in the head, I just decided I've had enough of this. And that's why I've called for a curfew in the city of Las Vegas. I've called for the National Guard to be in our streets, because our police departments cannot do this alone. They need some help, because there's so many of these rioters. And I've called for their immediate arrest, no bail. And I believe they should be taken down to Jean Prison when they're arrested and held there for some time, so they can't come into our community. And the ones that are out of state, we can send them out of state. But we cannot tolerate this any longer. And not just for our residents, but you're absolutely right. Nobody's going to come to Las Vegas when they watch rioting on television. They're not going to come here until they feel safe. And the only way to feel safe is for our community and to get behind law enforcement and start taking a stand and getting tougher on this whole thing.
Well, and you know, the problem is that our community is divided. Our nation is divided. Las Vegas is divided. I mean, if you listen to the Wayne Allyn Root Show, Stavros, you're the most pro-police, staunch pro-police person in the world, right? I mean, there's never been a more pro-police guy than Wayne Allyn Root. If you don't listen to the Wayne Allyn Root Show, you're probably not pro-police. You probably think all policemen killed George and they're going to kill everybody else just like George Floyd. It's ridiculous. Every profession has bad apples. Every, you know, lawyers, doctors, there's always one person that's bad here or there, and there's always going to be one bad cop. But the reality is 99% plus, I think, of all cops are great people in the toughest job in the world, with life and death, second-to-second decisions that get second-guessed on video that are impossible for the average person to even imagine having to make that decision. I feel so bad for cops, and I can't even believe. You know, let's talk about an example in Atlanta, Stavros. In Atlanta, you know, rioting, everything around you, shooting, bombs, pipe bombs. They're finding in Washington, D.C. right now, I just got breaking news, pipe bombs found by the Korean War Memorial in Washington, D.C. And Atlanta, they had all these same problems. And if you're a cop, you're fearing for your life. You're going to get home. You're going to see your family. There is on the streets, you have to get out by 7, right? So they called it in Atlanta. You got to be off the streets by 7 p.m. This was, I think, 2 days ago. And guess what happened? Somebody was on the streets, and they pulled the car over, and those cops literally got suspended by the police chief because they treated them too roughly. I mean, either you're with the police or you're not. No one's supposed to kill people like what happened with George Floyd. But you shouldn't punish police officers when there is a curfew. Someone's out after the curfew. You pull them over. I don't think that anybody should punish the police officer. Do you?
You know, every single incident, when there's something like that, you investigate it. And if force is used, then force was used. If it's excessive force, then you have to analyze that excessive force with your department policies. But these riots are out of control. I mean, the police are put in such a difficult situation to try to control the streets and try to take people in custody for violating crimes, that you show this stuff on video, and, you know, taking somebody in custody in a violent situation does not look good on video, whether you're doing it correctly or not.
Right.
And it's the frontline cops that are being put in this position. So we have to give them the authority to go out there and arrest these people. And it just amazes me that there are folks out there who defend rioting, who defend looting, who defend violence, who defend you know, a group of people getting together and beating the heck out of each other. I mean, we should be united on that. And that's where our elected leaders come in. They're the ones that have to step up and say, hey, maybe you don't like it, but we're sending the National Guard out. We're going to show some force here to put a stop to this. And you may not think that looks good, but too bad. We need to protect our residents. We need to protect our businesses. And we need to do the right thing. And we need more of our elected leaders doing that. And if we had done that 3 or 4 days ago, or even last night, this officer would not have been shot.
So here's the latest news. George Floyd protests. Rioters target police across the United States. 4 cops shot in St. Louis, 1 in Vegas. Bronx hit and run, caught on video. They purposely ran down a police officer. And, of course, looters murdered retired St. Louis police captain David Dorn at a city pawn shop and then loot the store. And then you see a new poll is out, Morning Consult. And 58% of registered voters, Stavros, said they were in favor of bringing in the military. 58%. Now, rarely do 58% of Americans agree on anything. So that's a pretty big number. It's not, you know, overwhelming, but pretty big. I think you need to bring in National Guard and or military to back up the police because they're just overwhelmed.
They are. The police are overwhelmed and... As you mentioned, 99.9% of them know what they're doing. They know how to do their job. They're trained. They want to do the right thing. They want to defend our Constitution. They want to protect our community. But these riots are getting so out of control that we absolutely need the National Guard to come in and back them up. And we may reach a point where we have to have the military come in. I don't know if we're there yet, but we at least have to try to get the National Guard in and get every single law enforcement officer.
Got to get control of the streets. Got to get control of the streets. Anthony, Stavros Anthony, we got to go. Las Vegas City Councilman Stavros Anthony, retired Vegas Metro Police Captain. Thank you for all you do, Stavros. God bless you, and God bless that cop on life support. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power, who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant power.
powerhouse.
And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Boar sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allyn-Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, an action-packed show. Thank you, Lee Elsie, for hosting hour number one. And here I am for 2 hours. We've got four guests in 2 hours, unheard of, probably in the history of my show. But so much going on today, and I wanted to get a bunch of retired cops, ex-cops here, who are heroes of mine to talk about what's happening on the streets of America, and as well as the streets of Las Vegas, as well as streets in a town near you. It's just really a bad situation. I've got some important information for all of you, for this poor officer, Shay Michelonis, who is lying on life support. I thought someone erroneously told me today, which was made this into a terrible morning, that he had passed. And it was not true. He had not passed. He is fighting. He is in grave condition. He is on life support. But he has not died. He is alive. And we've got a support fund for him. And we want you to contribute. And to do so, you've got to walk into a Wells Fargo bank. So I got the information here from great friends of mine who are friends of the police, and it's called the Injured Police Officer. Hiroshima. All the windows blown out, all the stuff stolen. The streets covered in glass and garbage and metal and paraphernalia and the fronts of buildings destroyed. In other cities, fires burning. In New York City, police cars burning. Someone tried to run over a cop. Not tried to. He did run over a cop in New York. St. Louis, four officers down. Retired police captain killed in front of a pawn shop his friend owned. His friend asked him to come down and check out what was going on with the burglar alarm ringing. He goes down and someone shoots him. And it gets live streamed. Looters fatally shoot retired St. Louis police captain on Facebook live video. David Dorn, 77-year-old former cop, spent half his life on the Missouri force, shot dead on the sidewalk in front of a pawn shop early Tuesday amid violent protests after the Minnesota police brutality killing of George Floyd. And several people, including a state politician, watched Dorn's murder unfold in a clip on social media. I've just seen a man die on live, said State Representative Rasheen Aldridge wrote on Facebook. Another person suggested as Dorn lay dying, no one helped him. Instead, they chose to record his death. What I just witnessed on several lives, I guess he meant live streams, has me sick into my stomach. The man was just shot and killed outside of Lee's Pawn and Jewelry, wrote Marquello Futrell, whose profile says he's a former city cop. It's one thing to be a victim of assault, but to lie in your own blood, pleading for help, and no one comes other than people standing around on Facebook Live recording your death. It's all over social media. I'm upset. I can't believe this. I can't sleep. The video has since been taken down. Facebook told the newspaper was trying to gather information about the incident. Dorn's wife told the paper her husband was a friend of the pawn shop's owner and would check on the property as a favor to his buddy when the burglar alarm went off. And he's dead and he's never coming home. Is anyone going to remember his name? Like they remember George Floyd? Does anyone care? David Dorn, St. Louis, Missouri. God bless you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Protests are continuing to ramp up all across the country as over 40 cities are imposing curfews amid those protests in hopes they don't turn into looting or violence across the United States. Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, tells Fox News protesting is fine, but looting and rioting needs to stop.
Every American has a right to speak and to peaceably express your freedom of speech. What you don't have a right to do is engage in violent rioting. What you don't have a right to do is loot. What you don't have a right to do is light police cars on fire and attack your fellow citizens. And we need law enforcement to be unequivocal that if you do that, you will be arrested, you will be prosecuted, and you will spend a very long time in jail.
And the attorney for George Floyd's family is urging for violent protests to end. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
I am so relieved to hear that that the officer who was shot in the back of the head is alive, in terrible condition, grave condition, and yet if he's a fighter, you never know. He's on life support right now at a Las Vegas hospital, but he is alive. I heard from a very trusted friend this morning that he was not alive, and I took that as gospel. I thought he had died. It ruined my morning. I just was so upset and so feeling anguish for him and his family. And it turns out he is alive, and I'm very happy to hear that. And I gave you just moments ago a way to contribute to his fund. But I do want to mention Wells Fargo banks aren't open. You can't go in. You have to drive through or make an appointment with your Wells Fargo banker. So if you are a Wells Fargo customer and you want to contribute to the injured police officer's fund, then you probably can. You can make a phone call and make an appointment and go in and do it. But if you're not a Wells Fargo customer, then you would use the drive-thru, and my guess is it's not an issue. You'll write a check out to the Injured Police Officers Fund, Wells Fargo account 590-660-0647 and then put CC Officer Shea Michelonis. That's a way to contribute to this poor young man. Looks in the photo to be very young, looks to be in his late 20s to me. And I'm sure is a fine police officer who has sacrificed his well-being for all of us, and I hope not his life. I'm happy that my friend was wrong and that he had not passed, and he's still on life support. He's still alive. He's in grave condition. And if you want to help out, Injured Police Officers Fund, Wells Fargo account 590-660-0647, Officer Shea Michelonis, Michelonis. You can only do it at Wells Fargo, and I guess you'll have to use the drive-through and hand them the check through the drive-through, and I believe they'll be able to do it. But let me know if you hear. One of my listeners already said he's going to go by there to Wells Fargo and try and make it happen, Dave, and let us know. We're all praying for Officer Shea Michelonis. Grave condition, shot by Black Lives Matter protester last night. They've got the guy, and I sure hope we still can give a death penalty in the state. James Herson is our guest, New York Times bestselling author, law professor. Expertise is the entertainment industry, but you know, I think this is not an entertainment interview. I think this is more of a law interview, and we're going to lean on his understanding of the law when it comes to National Guard and military on American soil. His website is jamesherson.com. What a mess this country's in, James. I've never seen anything like it.
It's really horrible, and first of all, we have to understand and appreciate there's nothing organic, nothing spontaneous about this. These organizations, Antifa, Black Lives Matter.
George Soros as the funder.
And George Soros organizations, basically, that funds it, in addition to others, they've been working on this for a long time. They have literature that talks about this. These organizations have their heritage going all the way back to the 1960s and the Weather Underground. A friend of Barack Obama, Bill Ayers, and his wife, Bernadine Dorn, these are people that basically are like political organized crime syndicates. They look at America as something to be overthrown. They encourage the murder of policemen. They talk in phrases that unfortunately have been taken up by academia, phrases like this, systemic racism. Remember, the word systemic implies that racism is in the system. That means that the system has to be dismantled. And we hear that kind of talk from Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and we heard it from Charlemagne the God most recently, a guy who has a big morning talk show in New York with his entourage. This is the language that now is being legitimized by people in academic institutions, religious institutions, but most of all, the Democrat Party, who recently had public statements by former President Obama, by the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, by the minority leader, Charles Schumer, and by the presumptive nominee, Joe Biden. And what was missing in all of those statements were any kind of condemnation, criticism at all of the criminality taking place across this country, the looting, the burning, the destruction, and the beatings of innocent people. And that, to me, shows what the Democrat Party is. And it's really, really tragic for this country. And thank God, right now, the president is taking the strongest possible action, because these blue state governors are doing everything to continue.
Again, but they don't want to listen. James, they don't want to listen. In other words, the mayor of New York City refuses military. The governor of Virginia refused to allow his National Guard to go to Washington, D.C. This is all mutiny. This is a coup. These are traitors to the United States of America.
They're willing. Look, this group, this Democrat group, was willing to harm Americans in our foreign policy by lying about Russia. They then were willing to harm America by having a fake investigation with Robert Mueller and destroy the lives of many people. Then they were willing to harm America's interests with this ridiculous fake impeachment. And then they were, the blue state governors and officials, were willing to harm our business and our economy by artificially extending the lockdown. And now they're doing the same thing with these riots. Because I'll give a perfect example. Out here in California, after dragging his feet for 3 days, the governor said, oh, I'm going to send the National Guard because my citizens should be safe. And for all of Southern California, when there's rioting and looting going on in San Diego, in Los Angeles, in Anaheim, in Van Nuys, in Huntington Beach, they sent 1,000 National Guardsmen. Los Angeles alone has 20,000 cops. The Antifa people and the other organizations aligned with them knew that this was the case, knew that the odds were on their side as long as they assembled people using their encrypted communications, because all of this is coordinated. We've seen these bricks being delivered in various parts of the country through social media.
Stacks of bricks, yes, stacks of bricks.
Yes, pallets of bricks is the term that's used. And thank God Bill Barr is investigating this. They actually arrested and indicted a guy who was from Illinois, who they have evidence and are accusing him of going to Minneapolis, setting fires, passing out explosives. And that person, in theory, they're going to try their best to get information from that person. But we're seeing reports that there's going to be more arrests, more high-profile arrests, and also they're investigating, now that President Trump is about to declare Antifa a terrorist organization, the FISA warrants, the famous FISA warrants that we've heard about, will be used against Antifa, and those encrypted communications are going to be broken, and that's what we have to do. We have to have high-profile arrests. The president's already sent military to some places, but we have to stop this because it's been encouraged. That, can you believe the mayor of Minnesota, this Mayor Small Fry, he has a police station abandoned, surrendered, and lets these thugs put on social media the ransacking, destruction, and burning of a symbol of law enforcement.
Well, that's why a cop got shot in Vegas, because they're making it out like, because when liberal governors and liberal mayors demand policemen stand down, don't shoot, don't do a thing while your town is burning, let alone while your own precinct is burning, let them take over your precinct, then the bad guys all assume that police are just, you know, toothless morons who've got no gun and can't do anything to fight. And when I say toothless, I mean unwilling to respond, spineless maybe is the right word I was looking for, spineless guys who have no way to respond. They know your arm is not allowed to touch your gun. God forbid another black protester is killed. Even if they do something terrible, they don't want to see that happen because they know there'll be more rioting and more burning. So the cops are unable to react. And if the cops are unable to react, then it gives the criminals the upper hand.
Absolutely. I mean, basically, there's no deterrent whatsoever if the cops just stand down and let them essentially engage in destruction. And that then is put up on the social media. So more people say, hey, I'd like a big screen TV, or I'd like some designer clothing.
How about I'd like a cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory? Do you see the gal walking out of the Cheesecake? Matter of factly, the Cheesecake Factory, the doors have been broken open, people are looting, she's walking out with a cheesecake. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. That you'd be willing to risk going to jail for a piece of cheesecake. You're looting cheesecake. It's unbelievable kind of people you're dealing with. When we get back, there's so much more to talk about. I can't wait to talk to James Hurston about the founder of Black Entertainment Television, Robert Johnson, asking for $14.7 trillion in reparations for black Americans. At this moment in time, at this moment in time, I think he's got just a little bit of warped idea there. He's not quite seeing this the right way. I'll be right back. More with James Hurston. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, The Warrior, James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, website jameshurston.com. The show is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio. See you just around the corner. This is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, T-H-E, MAGA, M-A-G-A, Mall, M-A-L-L.com. themagamall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and six hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. The MAGA Mall is the sponsor of this segment of the show. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, coins, jewelry, other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of MAGA caps available on the market today are just, I'm sorry to say this, but pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star, every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Those Chevrolet prices will be 10% less when you mention WAR10 for the Way Down the Root Show. Promo code WAR10, that's WAR10 at checkout. WAR10 for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. You got to put the V in front of it. Themagamall.com. That's T-H-E, MAGA, M-A-G-A, Mall, M-A-L-L.com. Themagamall.com. Thank you for being the newest sponsor of the Wayne L. Root Show. And we just signed another big sponsor today, which will start next Monday. So obviously the word is out that this show is very popular, that the numbers are growing. Massive success for the Wayne L. Root Show, and I'm very proud of that fact. And very honored that you tune in every day. Thank you. James Hurston is my guest, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, website jameshurston.com. James, let me ask you a quick legal question. What are the options for a governor when the president says New York City's out of control and the mayor and the governor maybe don't want this National Guard, even though policemen are getting shot at or run down and the stores are getting looted and burned to the ground, and they refuse the National Guard? Can a president overrule them and send in the National Guard?
Well, yes, the president can. Now, will that go to court? Probably the ACLU will run to court, say it violates the Posse Comitatus Act, which is an act of legislation which claims that the United States cannot use military, and the key words is against American citizens. However, the argument would be on the president's side that this is an insurrection, that this is destroying institutions, which it is. And that if the governors and the mayors fail to act, I think the president is justified. Now, he's doing it with Washington, D.C., and he's sending a message that way. But the first order of business for example, Mayor de Blasio and for Governor Cuomo is to let their own police force actually do their job. Mayor de Blasio is not allowing New York's finest, as the president said, to act like New York's finest. Back in 1968, there was a terrible riot at the Democrat convention, and there was a Democrat mayor named Mayor Daley. And Mayor Daley was highly criticized for issuing, very publicly, a shoot-to-kill order to his police for those that would not obey directives from the police. It was highly criticized, but it ended it. Now, that's a very politically charged thing to do, but we have mayors and governors basically telling police to do nothing, to stand off, that somehow individuals who break windows, burn things, and steal are protesting. No, that's not a protest. That's a riot. That is an insurrection. That has to be stopped right away. The other thing governors can do is declare martial law. Governors have the right to declare martial law and literally have a temporary military state in an emergency. And it's something people are always fearful of. But when you have a situation like this, you declare it for the region that needs it, and you have the military leaders in the National Guard literally take over the region. And that's what should have been done in Minneapolis after that police station was burned. And so I think we're at a point where there's the wrong message is being sent to criminals that basically they have a free pass to go out and make victims out of innocent people, beat them with two-by-fours. And unless a strong message, as the president is saying, is sent to them, they're not only are they not going to stop committing crimes, it's going to accelerate and spread. And they want to go to the suburbs, and they want to go to places where white people live, because that's what they constantly say in their communications, their literature, and they want to commit murder and mayhem. So this is deadly serious.
Well, I saw the rumor out today, James, that they were coming into neighborhoods, nice neighborhoods, tonight. Tonight was the night that Antifa said, go into the nice neighborhoods, I guess in their mind, white neighborhoods, and cause havoc and rob and assault and whatever else they might do. Is that really going to happen? Is that just a rumor? I have no idea. But I would say that most of America, and it's not white America, most homeowners are well prepared, and the argument for gun control is gone forever. No one's ever giving up their guns. No one's ever going to stop buying guns. No one's going to give up the right to buy ammo. Democrats have lost on this one, not won. We're all armed, and we have every reason to be. These riots have shown us we've got to be. James Hurston, great to have you on. Always like your legal opinions on everything. Expertise. Law professor. Great to have him on the show. James Hurston, the website, jameshurston.com. Best-selling author. Great guy. Thanks, James.
All right. Thank you, Wayne.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.